All right. I'll call the meeting to order on 2/22/2023. This pace, it might be 2/22/22 before we get done with this and get it right. Welcome, and we'll have roll call here in a few minutes. However, it is clear that we have a quorum. Looks like we just have one member not present, and we'll get the formalities done in a minute. And so we have another technical correction, by which I'll let either Katie or Molly instruct us what it is we would be potentially taking action on reconsideration. All right, we'll do the roll call first.
Vice Chair Mandeville.
Here.
Senator Bartel.
Here.
Representative Folk.
Here.
Senator Flowers.
Excused.
Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Hastings.
Here.
Chair Moore.
Here.
That is all.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, so the yesterday, when the DP3 was removed from all budgets, this created a slight technical problem in the Veterans Affairs Program in the Department of Military Affairs. DP3108 transfers all general fund to state special revenue, and that DP was made with the assumption that DPs 1, 2, and 3 would all be passed, and they all included a general fund appropriation authority. So this DP takes it out and transfers it to state special revenue. By removing DP3, that then created a negative line item, which cannot happen in House Bill 2. So this reconsideration would fix that problem. It would also fix corresponding language that is affected by taking out DP3, which are the languages on this page. And we are here for questions if you have any.
I might add, at least when this was brought to my attention yesterday, in my rebellious spirit, I said, what if we just don't? And I was urged that that wouldn't be a good outcome for myself nor the committee, and we would ultimately be forced into action. And so I said, okay, maybe we should just get this done. So that was a little bit of conversation that led into, like, could we just ignore it and deal with this in appropriations? The short answer was not, I don't think so. I think we'll be forced into a meeting to remedy this situation before we get to appropriations. So I did try to evaluate some alternatives to disrupting your early lunch hour. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move reconsideration of DP. I move we reconsider our actions on DP 3108 and the associated language.
We have a motion to reconsider DP 31 and the language before us. 3108. Yeah, DP 3108, excuse me. Thank you for the clarification. Within the Veterans Affairs Program. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Senator Flowers votes aye by proxy.
Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chair.
Vice Chair.
I move in the Department of Military Affairs, Veterans Affairs Program, DP 3108, and the associated language as noted on our sheet. Do pass.
We have a motion to do pass DP 3108 of the Veterans Affairs Program within the Department of Military Affairs. Discussion. Representative Hamilton.
Now I do have a question. So either Katie or Molly, if you could please, the amount of the general fund. What we're doing is switching money from the general fund to state special. And that switch is part of HB 462, right? Not of HB 462, of 701 as it stands at present.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton, House Bill 462 would provide the funding to do this switch, and so the language provided does note that if that is not passed, then this adjustment will go away and the general fund will remain.
Mr. Chair and Molly, then the first line of the language says the state special appropriation in Veteran Affairs program is reduced by $2.7 million and $2.6 million, but if HB 462 goes away in validating this, that it doesn't equal $5.3 million, it equals $3.1 million. I am missing something.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton, there were other change packages within the Veterans Affairs Program that also are dependent on House Bill 462 that is built into this state special revenue reduction amount that is in the language, whereas the general fund, there's only this general fund switch coming from this DP, which is the amount that you see on the paper.
Okay. So that, one last follow-up, Mr. Chair. And Molly, then, if 462 fails to pass, then there are these other reductions because there was other funding coming through from 462, which is not general fund money.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Other discussion?
Call the question.
Question's been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Senator Flowers votes aye by proxy.
Representative Faulk votes aye by proxy.
Motion carries unanimously.
I move different.
Do we need to do that through separate motion?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the language for the Department of Administration, SITSD, as noted on our sheet, do pass.
We have a motion for the language on SITSD. Would you like to explain what was modified?
Mr. Chair, the operating expenses for SITSD were modified again with the change to DP3 that impacted the operating expenses. So in the language, we're correctly reflecting what the budget of SITSD is.
Thank you. Discussion. Call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Senator Flowers votes aye by proxy.
Representative Faulk votes aye by proxy.
Motion carries unanimously. I think that concludes that. Any public comment? Not seeing any, not hearing any. Going. We are adjourned.
There is not, Mr. Chair. I apologize. My microphone was on the wrong setting.